This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. So here's the deal. A big fan of mine sent me an email, so she's got a little bit of, information about Kamala Harris. I always called her Kamala Harris. What is the difference? Kamala. Do you realize there's a crazy woman, Valerie Jarrett? She's a communist. I've always thought she was a communist Muslim sympathizer from Iran who ran the Obama White House for 8 years. Just a horrible woman. Just as anti-American as you're ever going to find. And she's going after a Republican senator, I believe it's Perdue from Georgia, because he pronounced Kamala's name wrong. I've said Kamala Harris for the last 10 years, since she's been Attorney General and Senator. That's all I ever heard was Kamala Harris from liberal friends, conservative friends. Suddenly it's Kamala, right? Kamala? Who has time when you're doing a three-hour radio show or you're a U.S. Senator, you're busy, you're a businessman, you're busy, to worry about which syllable to stress in someone's first name? You know, my name is Wayne Root. That's the simplest name in the world. And for years now, everyone in the Midwest gets it wrong and says Wayne Root. I don't get mad at them. I might correct them and say it's Wayne Root. But I don't get mad at them. I don't call them a racist because they said Wayne Root instead of Wayne Root. That's the way Midwesterners pronounce Root. You know, they must say tree rut. I guess they do. So the fact that a senator would say Kamala Harris, which is the way I've always pronounced it, I don't have time when I'm rushing through a show to think of Kamala, right? The word comma, like a comma in a sentence, comma, period. Kamala Harris is the way she wants it pronounced or thinks it should be pronounced. Meanwhile, it's been Kamala Harris in all the time I've ever known her. So it's ridiculous. But anyway, this gal has something on Kamala Harris. Dear Mr. Root, my name is blah, blah, blah. I will not tell someone's name and embarrass them, get them in trouble, get them fired. I'm a legal journalist at this specific law firm. I'm not going to say that name. And this law firm has a website that covers the latest headlines from a legal perspective. And I write for the law firm on this website. I decided to write an article about Scott Peterson because his death penalty has recently been removed. Remember who Scott Peterson is? He was kind of a really handsome guy who did such a dastardly act. No one wanted to believe he was that horrible of a human being. He found out, I guess, his girlfriend was pregnant, and he murdered her, killed the girl and the baby. Lacey Peterson. So it wasn't his girlfriend. It was his wife then. Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson. So he murdered his... I think it's because he... wasn't he? Now I'm remembering. It's all coming back to me. It was his wife, and he was cheating on the wife with, I think, several other women, and all of a sudden the wife announces she's pregnant, and he decides he doesn't want her anymore as a wife. He's got a new girlfriend he's in love with, as well as several other girlfriends, and he's just, you know, he murders the wife and the baby. Takes her out of the boat, I think, and killed her. So, what a horrible human being that merits no sympathy from anyone. And this girl says, I noticed something I think is important for voters to know, and being an intern, I do not have the resources to tell them or investigate properly. So she's a legal journalist intern at a law firm. She says, I always look for and read the court document itself, like Justice Kruger's opinion for People versus Peterson 2020, meaning Scott Peterson. This is in California. At the very bottom of her opinion, she lists her counsel. The judge lists her counsel. And one of the members of her counsel is former California Attorney General Kamala Harris. Harris is listed along with the current Attorney General, Xavier Becerra. this is proof that she refuses to give up her power. I've looked at some other recent opinions that Justice Kruger released, and it is very rare for a former AG to be listed as one of the members of counsel. Also, she's in the Senate. It's no longer her job to be acting as a judge's counsel. You're not even mentioning, darling. She's running for vice president of the United States with a decrepit, feeble old man with dementia, meaning she's going to be the real president of the United States with no digging into her background. She has no right as a person running for vice president or president to be listed under a judge's opinion to remove the death penalty for Scott Harris. Come on. Scott Peterson, excuse me. And then she says the justice opinion is linked for you to read, and then she puts this link in. And Kamala Harris's name, or Kamala Harris's name, I really don't care how you pronounce it. Go screw yourself, you communist witch. Kamala Harris's name, whatever the hell it is listed on page 102. This goes along with Harris helping to bail criminals out of jail in Minnesota by publicly promoting the Minnesota Freedom Fund, MFF. Fox 9 News in Minneapolis discovered this. Here's a link to the website. Among the people she helped to release, according to court records reviewed by Fox 9 investigators, is a twice-convicted rapist and a woman accused of killing a friend of hers. Harris seems to be doing everything she can to release prisoners or reduce their penalties. She is not working for our best interests, but the criminals' best interests. For her to help remove the death sentence of a convicted wife and baby killer, that would be Scott Peterson, along with releasing convicted rapists and murderers, is abhorrent, in addition to abusing her government powers. I do not hear anyone speaking of this. The voters need to know. I hope you can investigate the story and get it out to your viewers before the presidential election. Sincerely. And then she puts her name and her law firm's name. I mean, Kamala Harris, the commie witch, is a terrible person. I don't know what else to say. Terrible, terrible person. And by the way, I want to jump back, speaking of terrible people, to Hunter Biden. Because, you know, maybe by my bringing up the sex tape and others bringing up the sex tape, maybe what we've sex taped, thousands of sex tapes, thousands of images of Hunter Biden smoking crack and having very weird sex with very young girls who, again, their age is not stamped on their forehead. So I guess I can't prove he's a pedophile. I can't prove they're underage. But my friends who saw the tape said it's very clear these are disturbing, sickening images. And it's clear to them that the girls were underage. But there's no way to prove it until you would now go and investigate in China who these girls are. But you understand the point of the story isn't even that he might be a rapist, because if you have sex with a girl who's underage, it's rape. And he might be a torturer, because if you abuse children and they're underage, it's torture. Or he's just the most immoral human being in the world. That's not even the story. The story is that he's exposed his father to massive blackmail. The story is that Joe Biden is already a partner, it appears, from the emails that we see with the Chinese communist government in many businesses. The point is Joe Biden was cheating the American taxpayer and the American consumer. The point is Joe Biden is not even paying taxes on the money that he stole and shifted offshore. It's all of those things. But even that is taking away from the main point, which is this was an extortion mafia operation. Joe Biden is the don of the Biden crime family, just like Obama was the don of the Obama crime family, and Hillary was the don of the Clinton crime family. These are really vicious, ruthless people. Really bad, bad people. And Biden was sending his son out into a worldwide organized crime scam to extort money from world leaders, both friends of America and enemies of America, extort lots of money, and the, you know, the fix was in. We'll take care of your country. We won't attack your country. We'll let you get away with murder. And then Joe Biden takes the money, half of his son Hunter's money, and puts it in an offshore bank account. Nobody ever finds it, and he accuses Donald Trump of being a tax cheat because Donald Trump uses legal tax deductions to legally avoid taxes like every other businessman I've ever met in my life. New York Times smears New York Post but can't deny authenticity of Hunter Biden emails. Of course they can't. On this laptop are thousands of images of Hunter having sex and smoking crack. Thousands of images of Hunter's proud Johnson. But there's also thousands and thousands of emails linking Hunter Biden to such massive political corruption. Such massive political corruption. That that should be the real story in the end, even if it's just sex that Hunter had with thousands of young girls. Maybe every one of them was 17 or 18 and they weren't underage. They just, you know, maybe Chinese girls look like they're 12 when they're 17. I have no idea. You know, I'm sure I've heard the excuse from men in the past who got arrested that, hey, this girl was 14, but she looked like she was 25. So maybe it goes the other way around, too. Maybe the girls Hunter is with look like they were all 12 and 13, when in reality they were all 18. So I guess it's a man's business to have sex with who he wants to have sex with as long as they're not underage. But here's the thing. It's really taking away from the real story, which is Hunter Biden was asked by his father, Joe, clearly, to travel the world on Air Force Two. He was always with his father as official part of the delegation. This man represented all of us. He represented the United States of America on the aircraft of the vice president. And he went around the world and he extorted money. Joe couldn't extort the money. He had to ask his son to extort the money from world leaders. And then he clearly put it in some offshore bank account where no one could find it. The crimes here are very big, and what's really sad is I tried to tell everyone, based on the story of my friend Bradley Birkenfeld, who was the big UPS banker, the biggest whistleblower in America's history, and he blew the whistle on a giant scam involving Hillary and Obama and Biden. He handed to the DOJ 19,000, I think it was 500 names, of the biggest tax cheats in the history of America. That were literally hiding their money in his Swiss bank, UBS. And the Justice Department and Hillary never liked that he handed them these names. You'd think they'd be the happiest people in the world. Well, the IRS was sure happy because they gave my buddy $106 million, I believe it was, as a whistleblower finder's fee. And I believe he's owed another $900 million. He's going to make $1 billion from the names and the money he turned in. But the problem is that he turned in 19,000 plus names, and they whittled the list down and deleted so many of them, there were only 4,500 left. And those are all Republican schmucks who all got in trouble and faced jail terms and lost all their money in taxes and penalties. But Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden made sure that the Democrat donor names were taken out of the list. So there's another example of the incredible thievery and fraud of Joe Biden.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root.
root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The lies just never stop coming out. Politico has a new column called Donald Trump Has a Problem, White Women in Pennsylvania. And I just answered my friend who sent it to me, texted it to me. And I said, he's dead even in Pennsylvania. The latest Trafalgar poll shows dead even. And I guarantee he wins white women everywhere, including Pennsylvania. It's a lie. They are what we call the shy voter. They're afraid to admit voting for Trump. They say they're not voting for Trump. They say they're voting for Biden. When they walk in to vote and they close the curtain and no one can see what they're doing, they're voting for Trump. I guarantee you. There's no possible way white women in Pennsylvania are voting against Trump. Do you have any idea what Trump means to Pennsylvania? Joe Biden would bury the state. He would destroy fracking. Joe Biden can't be trusted in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden would be the worst thing that ever happened. There'd be no judges. Literally, no judges. I mean, no jobs in Pennsylvania if Joe Biden was able to ban fracking. The Green New Deal is a disaster for places like Pennsylvania. My God, people in Pennsylvania, trust me, are not voting against Donald Trump. White women are not voting against Donald Trump. And I do believe, I keep arguing, like 50 Cent, the rapper, you know, the rapper and movie star, 50 Cent, he also stars in a show I watch on I don't know, whatever it's called, one of the cable channels, not HBO, but it's something Star or Star something, and it's called Power, and it's kind of a black soap opera about a black drug...
what's it called? Stars Network. And so it's a kind of a black drug dealer family, and he's one of the members in this show, one of the stars of this show, Power. And it's a really good show. And he's a very famous rapper. Everybody knows him, 50 Cent. And he came out and endorsed Trump for president today. And I think it's funny because Katarina Pearson is one of Trump's big supporters and campaign executives, and she's black and black woman, and she made a comment today on tweet. She tweeted out that 50 Cent, the rapper, just endorsed Donald Trump. I guess he doesn't want his net assets to go down to 20 cents. So I totally agree with that. I think it's all about money. You know, it's all about money. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. You got to be crazy to vote for a guy who's going to take your money away, and that's what Joe Biden's going to do. He's not good for anyone's Benjamins. Sponsor of this show, by the way, the sponsors, the ones who pay me Benjamins, and therefore the show stays on the air, is Strauss Heart Drops. They are from Canada. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. It's all about all my fans living a long life and being healthy so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops sold 1 million bottles in Canada, but never one in the United States until they came along and joined the Wayne Allyn-Root Show and sponsored the Wayne Allyn-Root Show, and now they're selling their bottles in the United States. They've helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and strokes, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's the T-H-E, powermall.com. All right, so I left off with this story about the New York Times smearing the New York Post but can't deny the authenticity of Hunter Biden's emails. The far-left New York Post published a lengthy hit piece, published a lengthy hit piece against the New York Post about the Hunter Biden emails. But the bottom line, when it comes to the shady gathering of the truth for the public good, the New York Times can't come up with any way to dispute the authenticity of the emails. The emails are from Hunter to his father. The emails are from Hunter to his business partners. The emails are from Hunter to his daughter, saying that no one in the family respects me and you don't respect me and even you treat me like crap. I'm paraphrasing now. You just better be glad that I, as your dad, will never ask you for 50% of what you make, like my dad did. See, so Joe Biden extorted 50% from his own son. You know, he put his son in a position to make all this money, and then he took 50% of it. And by the way, talk about what a ingrate. I mean, here's a guy who's a coke-snorting, whore-mongering loser who got kicked out of the Navy. We're talking about Hunter Biden. And his father set him up to fly on Air Force Two and travel the world extorting maybe billions from world leaders. This guy couldn't make 2 cents on his own. And he has the nerve to criticize his father and say you're lucky your dad doesn't ask for 50% of your money? Well, Joe Biden, I'm going to defend Joe Biden for a minute here. Joe Biden's only asking for 50% of the take because Joe Biden's the mafia boss who opened up all the doors for you. You could make 1 cent without your daddy, Joe Biden, opening all the doors for you and providing all the introductions that you were paid $10 million a year for with just one Chinese corporation. Of course you owe him half. And what's the difference? You're not paying any taxes on it. So what's the big deal? Normally you give half to the government. So you're giving half to Joe Biden. He is the government. I'm defending Joe Biden. Funny.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the most stunning moments last night was when Joe Biden admitted that he wants to abolish the oil industry. That wasn't too good.
President Trump at the first of his two campaign rallies in Florida on Friday. The president referring to the fact that on Thursday, the former vice president said he would eliminate fossil fuels. Biden also hitting the campaign trail in Wilmington, Delaware, says without proof, President Trump has waved the white flag in fighting this pandemic.
He's given up. He's quit on you. He's quit on your family. He's quit on America. He just wants us to grow numb and resigned to the horrors of this death toll and the pain it's causing so many Americans.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow finishing down 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, more with War.
My opening little sponsorship here happens to be a local sponsorship in the state of Nevada. It's not a national one, even though we're on a nationally syndicated radio show. And while it's true the top of the fight card is the presidential election, the races that most directly affect our lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. If you don't think who we send to Carson City here in Nevada doesn't directly offend us, that's the capital of Nevada, consider the last legislative session. We had only one Republican vote to save us from increased taxes. We need to take back our legislature to back our president, Donald Trump. President Trump has kept his promises, and he told us in Nevada the way it is, vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. This message was paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. We've got a great guest with us, Ambassador Robert Lighthizer. He's calling in, United States Trade Representative since 2017. We've got the ambassador on the line. Ambassador, how are you? It's Wayne Allyn Root.
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you? It's a pleasure to be on with you.
One of President Trump's biggest campaign promises was, of course, to correct the U.S. trade deficit, the imbalance. So I wanted you to let us know how successful he's actually been, because the media will never tell the American people. So the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Wayne. First of all, I want to say that it's a pleasure to be out with you. I need a little energy injection, and I know listening to your show gives me a little energy injection. So now I'm pumped up. So the president has a very different idea about trade. What he's trying to do is get jobs for American workers and for American farmers, all right? So he's gone out there. We renegotiated this NAFTA, which was this horrible agreement, and turned it into really the best trade agreement the Americans ever done, the biggest and the best, and it's bringing manufacturing jobs back, and it's taking care of our farmers. So he did that. He's the first guy to take on China. We put a bunch of tariffs in place and have a great agreement with China. He's also, it doesn't get as much attention, he did a great job with an agreement with Japan, one with South Korea, and a whole bunch of other places around. And then he's trying to reform the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which has been such a disaster for America. So in terms of our results, we've got all those agreements in. The trade deficit is going down. It's gone down substantially with China, although it's still too high. It takes time, you know, to bring these jobs back, but they're coming back. The trade deficit is down with Europe. This year, it was going up before. So we feel very good about our results, and you know, it'll take time to see all of it, and we hope we have another 4 years to end up, to finish the job. But it's been a total change in the way people do trade. And this is, we're not trying to go just for efficiency. We're going for jobs and U.S. sales. So it's a businessman's approach, and that's what he's had me do. And I think we've been very successful at it.
Well, that's certainly why I personally supported him from the first day he stood on that escalator for President of the United States, because I'm sick of politicians and I wanted a businessman and a businessman's approach. So it's great to hear it's happening. We're talking to United States Ambassador Robert Lighthizer. I got it right now, right? Lighthizer.
Yes, exactly the same.
I always want to make sure. You know, in the Midwest, everybody always says it's Wayne Allyn Root instead of Wayne Allyn Root. They've got their own ways of pronouncing these things, so I'm familiar with these issues. But I want to make sure I get it right. So let's dig in a little bit, Ambassador, with the NAFTA story, because I want the people out there to understand, especially if there's some liberals listening or some independents who have heard the other side of the story. Oh, he really didn't do anything great with NAFTA versus the new, the USMCA, the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. There are people out there who, because of media lies and propaganda and brainwashing, they think that Trump did not accomplish anything special with the USMCA versus NAFTA, and I want you to explain why USMCA is actually much better, significantly better than NAFTA.
So, well, you know, thank you for the opportunity to do that. We're very, very proud of that agreement. It was a tough negotiation for a year, and then another tough negotiation where we worked it through the Democrats in the House. It is a totally different agreement. For sure, it has updating on things like digital trade and financial services and all of that. But there are a couple of keys to it. One, there's some something called the rules of origin, and that means in order to get the benefit of bringing in a product, like think of a car from Mexico, in order to bring that in and not pay duties, you have to have a certain amount of regional content. President Trump totally changed that. He said, I not only want more regional content, I want substantial U.S. content. So if you're building a car in Mexico, you have to have U.S. content in it to bring it in and ship it to the United States. No one had ever done that before, So it was always like the region, or you can bring in stuff from China and places like that. So what we did in changing these rules of origin was force the auto companies and others, but I'm just using that's the principal example, to have more jobs in America in order to get the benefit of this, of these tariff reductions. So that's a big thing. In addition, he did a bunch of other things. He put in place for the first time ever a sunset on this agreement. So we're going to force everyone to sit down and renegotiate when things don't, when if they're not going well for the United States. So a good example, we entered into this agreement, NAFTA, originally in 1994. The currency changed, the whole world changed, and there was no way to renegotiate. No businessman would ever enter into an internal contract, and yet that's what these trade deals are. And the president said no. He insisted on putting a provision like that. And then it has labor provisions and environment provisions that are further than we've ever gone before. But let's focus on labor. He's insisting that if you're going to compete with U.S. labor, you have to have certain high standards. So you have to have collective bargaining. You can't use violence to intimidate your workers. All of these things. First time ever in a trade agreement. And our notion was we have to protect U.S. jobs from competition that's unfair. And that's what we put in there. And none of these things were ever, ever in a trade agreement before. So it's totally different. And by the way, the Democrats supported this, and they themselves said it's the biggest and greatest agreement ever done. So the notion that it's not is really something that's just become very recent and very partisan.
Well, we're talking to Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, and I guess I want to throw in just for a second, just for my own edification, I want to get to know you, Ambassador. So I know that when you say, you know, Trump negotiates and Trump does this and Trump does that, you were always a big part of all these negotiations, correct? Let's start with that. You were the guy doing the negotiating on behalf of President Trump, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
I was
like in his hip pocket all the time. I spent a lot of time talking to him. He's a hands-on guy. But the reality is, yes, my office and I, that's what we do. And I would add one other thing, Wayne, just for some of your listeners. In the mid-80s, I was the deputy to my current job. In other words, the deputy United States Trade Representative in Ronald Reagan's term. So I worked for Reagan and was the deputy to my current job. You know, way back in those days, back in what all of us think of as the golden age of American politics. You know, I mean, the great president, to me at least, the last great president since Trump, between Trump and Reagan.
And so, tell me about your background a little bit. Just you're in business more than anything else. Are you a businessman like I am, and President Trump is?
I'm a lawyer. I came from a small town in Ohio. Went to college, went to law school, went and worked in a law firm for a period of time, and then I worked on the Hill. I worked for Senator Bob Dole. I was his chief of staff on the Senate Finance Committee for a while. Then I went to work for Ronald Reagan, and then I went back to a law firm. And in my law practice, what I did, Wayne, was I represented large U.S. companies and fought against unfair trade in the United States. So think of a steel company where China or someone, Japan or someone, is dumping or subsidizing their steel in the United States. I fought that to keep those American jobs here. That was what, you know, that's what I did for my law firm.
And we represented a lot of big Trump. How did you wind up getting attention to President Trump?
Well, I think, if, you know, I've written a lot and spoken a lot on a trade perspective that is exactly the same as his. In other words, my view has always been, I've written in New York Times and other articles, has always been very much critical of what was then the prevailing kind of free trade notion. The free trade notion was, we'll do what's good for big business, and then we'll take the profits and sort it out to the workers in the form of some kind of welfare payment or something. That was more or less the notion. And the president found that abhorrent. I found it abhorrent. So when he was looking around for someone to do this, he knew that I was one who, you know, who agreed with him and had the background. And of course, I was a huge supporter also. I mean, huge in the sense that I was very, very enthusiastic. There had not been this kind of a trade policy since Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan stood up for American workers. The next person to do that was Donald Trump. So, you know, he knew I was out there. He came, we spoke, he said, this is a job you should do. And of course, I very enthusiastically did it because I love the president. And I'll tell you something, Wayne, working for him day and night for going on 4 years, I love him more. I have more respect for him now than I did when I started. I mean, this is just a guy that's going around the clock, and the only argument that wins with him when you're arguing with someone else is how it affects the people who work in America, right? That's the one thing that'll always tip the scale. So
I love it.
It's a terrific job.
Great stuff. And, you know, I'm a friend of the president, and the way he found me was that I kept writing articles about the president in the media, and I compared him to Ronald Reagan. This was in 2015. And I said, this is our new Reagan. This is our next Reagan. This is the updated Reagan. He will be great for America just like Reagan was. He will make America great again just like Reagan did. And he kept responding. He looked me up, found me, and sent me emails and told me how much he loved my columns. And next thing you know, I'm at Mar-a-Lago. Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, thank you for educating us. Appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Healthshare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty Healthshare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty Healthshare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Healthshare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding life-threatening injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. You know, I was not privy, you know, I work all day. I didn't hear Rush Limbaugh, but several fans have sent me emails saying that Rush Limbaugh was crying on the air today, basically announcing that, you know, it's his time to go bye-bye, that he is dying, that his cancer is terminal, and that there is no hope, and that he's in his last days. First of all, if any of you actually can verify that and you heard it, I'd love you to email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I had no idea. I went to Fox News, I went to Gateway, I went to Breitbart, I saw nothing at any of those sites. You'd think there'd be a real news story at the lead on conservative websites, but yeah, here it is, I'm seeing it now. Rush Limbaugh gives an update, and he says, I hate the way I feel every day. It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. Rush Limbaugh gives an emotional update on his fight with cancer that he says is terminal. So, yeah, it's exactly what fans of mine told me. Basically, Rush did cry on the air. Michael Savage made some comments about it that I thought were kind of nasty. I don't know why he would do that. First of all, even if you don't like somebody, and I love Rush, and I appreciate Rush, but even if you didn't like him, wouldn't you want to say something nice about him when he's dying? Why would you ever say something negative about a person who's dying? So please say a prayer for Rush. I think he's a great guy. I don't think they make him any better. And I think we all need to say a prayer for Rush Limbaugh. And say nice things about him. I also feel the same way about Dan Bongino, who came back from his surgery and announced last week that he does, in fact, have cancer. He had a large tumor in his neck, and the tumor was, in fact, cancerous. And so who knows what his future holds? I have no idea. You know, people always want to remain positive, and they should. They should. You have to. That's all you have in life is hope. But, you know, I just come with this background where my mom and dad both had cancer and died 28 days apart of cancer, and there was no hope. There never was any hope, you know? Cancer killed them. That was 1992. So that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. That was almost 30 years ago, 28 years ago that my parents died 28 days apart. So, you know, you would hope there are breakthroughs. You would hope that things are better today, and yet a lot of people die of cancer, and it just seems like I know so many people who have cancer and tell me, my doctor says it'll be okay. My doctor says I'll beat it. I know I'm going to beat it, Wayne, and everyone who says that to me is dead within 2 years. So it ain't so easy to beat cancer, is it? It's not easy at all. So I knew when I heard that he had terminal stage 4 cancer in the first place, or maybe he called it stage 4 rush of the lung. My dad died of lung cancer. And once they tell you you have stage 4, you're done. You know, the odds are pretty slim you're going to make a comeback, but you got to keep fighting. You always got to believe you're going to be the exception, and you got to keep fighting. And some people do live longer than others. Some people maybe die, but they live 5 years before they die, and others die in a year. And so I didn't know what was going to happen with Rush, but it appears that he's in his final days. And that's very, 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 very sad. Very, very sad. Good man. And Dan Bongino, I have no idea what Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma really means, what the odds of survival are, how long the odds of survival are. I still remember when my dad was on his deathbed, and the doctor acted like he was doing great. Oh, he's made major progress. He made major progress from the chemo. And I said, really, what's the major progress? Because to me, it looked like he was dead. And, of course, he was dead in a few days. And the doctor said, oh, we reduced the tumors dramatically. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, well, he had like 100 tumors, and 70 of them are still there, 30 are gone. So what does that matter? He still has 70 tumors. He's a dead man. And he was dead in 3 days. These doctors don't know what they're saying. That's a success rate to you? Using chemo to destroy people's entire immune system and destroy their body so if they get a cold, they're going to die? That's success to you? And reducing the size of 30 of 100 tumors, but 70 of them are still there, that's a 30% success rate. Great. But the other 70 are going to kill you. It's, you know, I hate to sound negative because I'm a very positive thinker and a positive guy, but it sure seems like when people get cancer, it's not a good thing.
Hey, Wayne, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm going to give you a quick example of Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mario Lemieux, you ever hear of him? He played for the Pittsburgh
Famous
Penguins.
Hockey player, yeah.
He had it. Came back after treatment, played Hall of Famer now. I played hockey with when I was a kid with guys who had, you know, and these were kids at the time who had, you know, Hodgkin's. They came back. The survival rate on Hodgkin's is far greater over the years. I mean, leukemia, all that. It has come so far in treatment. No, unfortunately, what we have with Rush, because I grew up in a very cancer-riddled family, you know, it is.
Well,
what
if you
is.
Have stage 4 lung cancer, you're a goner.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no treatment that's going to help you with
that. Just make them as comfortable as possible. That's where we are at this stage with Rush. And we
All right. Thanks. Thank you for the update. Hopefully, that means that Dan Bongino's is not terminal, and you're going to see an end to Dan immediately. Hopefully he has a good long life still to go, or certainly 10 years or 20 years still to go. We'll keep him in our prayers. Dan Bongino, a really nice guy and a really smart guy and a really good fighter for President Trump. And we wish him well. But as far as Rush, the end appears to be near. And all we can say is let's pray, because he's a great guy. I mean, let me tell you, people take it for granted. Back when Rush started in the early, I think it was the early 1980s, there really was no real such thing as conservative talk radio nationwide. There was nothing big back then. There was nobody. They were just individual guys in individual cities, and it was still the infancy of the business, talk radio. But he became the king. There's never been anyone as dominant in the history of conservative politics in the media as Rush Limbaugh. So congratulations on a great career, my friend. Godspeed.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.